Hi everyone, my name is Lorenzo. I'm the Director of Research of Digital Assets at ARK Invest. And this year in Big Ideas 2026, we're going to go over tokenized assets. So this year,
请关注公众号思维纪要社，更多纪要请加V.CN2021-0130.
With the Genius Act in June of 2025, it has been really the biggest piece of legislation in crypto, regulating stablecoins. And so what we have seen after this is really every institution, fintech, bank, or cross-border payment company develop a stablecoin or tokenization strategy. And what we've seen is now many announcements. JP Morgan has announced the JP Morgan deposit token, a money market. We have seen companies like Klarna, Western Union launch their own stable coins, and even big tech companies such as Stripe wanting to develop their own infrastructure and launching a layer one, a purpose built for payments. In the second slide, it's really the adoption of stable coins reaching an all-time high in 2025, and now in December doing 3.5 trillion. Of volume. So to put this into perspective, this is more than 40 trillion in annual volume, more than Visa, MasterCard, and just payments in remittance payments in general. We believe that is going to continue to grow with more adoption in cross-border payments, treasury managements, and just consumer all over the world. So the tokenized assets market has been really the fastest market in crypto this year. We have seen tremendous growth from U.S. treasuries, mainly for, you know, crypto companies and on-chain users wanting to get to the risk-free rate. And then commodities, right? Like we have just seen for the past 3-4 months, the rise in gold price. And so with tokenized gold and other metals, those have been really the two markets that have grown the fastest. And so they've reached 19 billion at the end of this year, and we think that's going to continue to accelerate over time. So this slide really is about liquidity and capital on the layer ones, and we wanted to focus on where are these assets actually sitting, right? And so if we look at you know, the top 7-8 layer ones, Ethereum really remains the on-chain hub for tokenized assets and native assets, right? So what we see really in this slide is we counted the top 50 native tokens, and then stable coins, meme coins, RWAs, treasuries, and NFTs. So really like all the assets that sit on these ledgers. And Ethereum has more than 400 billion right now and has more assets than all the rest of the L1s combined. So this is our model for tokenized assets. We wanted to you know, model the growth basically of the tokenized asset market, and you know, stripping down really the market for global equities, the sovereign debt, the bank deposits, venture capital, and private equity, for example. And with an adoption curve, we think the tokenized market could grow to 11 trillion in 2030, and most of that would be global public equities and sovereign debt. This is again really seeing the world from crypto natives and TradFi colliding and really merging together. We have seen, you know, exchanges and financial institutions not only launching products and assets on blockchains, but really starting to develop and launch their own infrastructure, right? And so in this chart, we've seen the adoption of the Coinbase Bitcoin-backed loans that are using Morpho, which is a modular money market on Ethereum. And then Robinhood, which obviously has announced the launch of the layer twos and has tokenized stocks on them. And so we've seen the growth of that over the last year.